Jots and Tittles, Loma Linda, California, April 1910. I am very much pleased with what I see in California. I have some things which I wish to present before you. Ezekiel 28, verse 11 to 18, quoted. Strange things have come, especially has it been thus in America since the destruction of San Francisco by fire. Such strange things have been repeating the works of Satan. He commenced war in heaven for the preeminence, worked with the angels until they were deceived, and concluded they would war against God. But the loyal angels would not yield the point that Christ should have the preeminence next to God. And there was war in heaven. I wish to present to his people some jots and tittles which the Lord has presented to me. Our people are not all walking and working in safe paths, and I wish to speak decidedly that a decided message is to go forth all through the church to every man who has accepted the important position as captain over the Lord's hosts. Everyone who is seeking for leadership needs to work, and work diligently with God. For Satan will seek every ingenuity to corrupt your souls so that you will walk in strange paths. The fact that they are to be men chosen to bear important responsibilities, it should be decided whether each is fitted to bear these responsibilities. If his home atmosphere is not sanctified, then there is danger. The Lord requires in the position of sacred trusts that the one to whom is committed responsibilities shall himself remain under the special guidance of the heavenly angels. He is to be first taught of God, to follow on to know the Lord, that all may know his going forth is prepared as the morning. He must draw from a higher power than that which is furnished in the home atmosphere. Lucifer was the most beautiful angel in the heavenly courts next to Jesus Christ. But Christ was one with God, assimilated to the image of God to do the will of God. Satan, knowing that Christ had the first place next to God, began to insinuate to the angels that he should be next to God. His great beauty and exalted position made him feel that he was not receiving due honor in being second to Christ. Therefore, he would suggest this to the angels, and this suggestion began to be communicated to the heavenly angels, and finally, it was brought before God that Lucifer was the one who should be next to God. Thus the seed was sown, and the result was that angels sympathized with Lucifer. Next, there was war in heaven. Lucifer's beautiful appearance was constantly exalted, and the Lord God of heaven saw that Lucifer and his party were very strong against Christ. War came, and the result was that Lucifer, with his party, was thrown out of heaven. And thus there has been in our world a rebellious party ever since. Let no man suppose that these angels became saints. Through satanic agencies, the great exaltation of certain ones became united to have a change in the divine order. The efforts made to correct the evil matter were not a success. There was war in heaven, and the rebellion was overcome. Heaven was closed against them. The very same will be repeated in our world in the future through the inhabitants of the earth who receive not the truth. This warfare will result in Christ, the captain of the Lord's host in the courts of heaven, coming to our world to save the inhabitants. This is made possible only by the true Son of God meeting the satanic agencies. The Word of God gives the history. But this is not the end. Christ was one with the Father. The mighty, loyal angels guarded that sepulcher. The chiefest powers in heaven came to that sepulcher, rolled the stone away from the door, and the brightness of the glory from the heavenly courts laid the Roman guards as helpless as dead men. The mighty angel spoke to Jesus, "Thou Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, come forth." And the Roman guards could not but be helpless in the exceeding brightness of the glory that came to that sepulcher in the words, "Jesus, thou Son of God, come forth." Christ obeyed the voice and proclaimed over the rent sepulchre of Joseph, "I am the resurrection and the life." The whole earth was shaken as with an earthquake, and the Roman guards beheld and heard the words of Christ, "I am the resurrection and the life." John 11, verse 25. And they fell as dead men to the earth. They could not for a moment resist the power by which he spoke. There is a testimony I have to bear. Read Mark chapter 10. Read and publish the whole chapter. Read and understand. Verse 1 quoted.